Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, April 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Religious freedom is threatened in Belarus. Two American missionaries are found dead in Guyana, and a Macedonian call forms for Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Belarus tops today's news as Christians are asking believers around the world to pray. Reports indicate the country's climate is prime for a revolution. Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba says they work there, training young Christian leaders to be evangelists, pastors, and church planters. Rakuba says Belarusian Christians are concerned.
They're not allowed to do any evangelism, any open-air activities. They're not allowed to go outside of their walls. And interestingly, this is the same what it was in the Soviet Union.
Rakuba says opposition is well-formed and it could mean bloodshed. He says your financial support is needed right now.
They're not going to give up. They will continue their ministry despite of the political situation. There is still a tremendous openness to the gospel, and we'd like to continue supporting National Church that will go into all these communities and spread the gospel.
Meanwhile, police in Guyana are questioning two people in the deaths of two missionaries with Wycliffe Bible translators. 42-year-old Rich and 58-year-old Charlene Hicks were working with SIL in southern Guyana near the Brazilian border. On March 30th, the couple was found dead outside their burned home. Local officials are investigating the incident as a double homicide. The Hicks had worked for the past 9 years with the Wapishana tribe and were translating the Bible from English to the Wapishana language. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Republic of Maldives is an island nation southwest of Sri Lanka. Islam is the only recognized religion. The open practice of all other religions is forbidden. Christians are now praying for the country in a year-long prayer effort organized by Back to the Bible. Back to the Bible Sri Lanka director James Kanaganayagam says they've spent a lot of resources to reach Maldives with the gospel.
We realize that over the last 10 years, the Maldives have seen a large increase in resources. But while the resources had multiplied manifold, real fruit was still lacking. We have tried to mobilize as many Christians as we could in Sri Lanka and overseas to pray every day for the Maldives.
As you sign up at lovemaldives.org, you'll receive daily prayer updates. Kanaganayagam is praying that
the Lord would do something significant in that country spiritually to awaken it, that the people would again believe.
We turn next to a new partnership and vision through an American pastor to answer the Macedonian call, only to Africa. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says the program is dubbed African Call.
This really came through a vision that one of the local pastors here in Grand Rapids had to connect African Americans with Africa in some mission and outreach kinds of efforts, as well as building a holistic ministry base to address a variety of issues and challenges.
As with the Macedonian call, Dielman hopes those who respond are already involved in ministry.
What the consortium will do is to arouse a collaboration of people in the medical field, in education, in evangelism and church planting, healthcare, and also spiritual and emotional ministries.
The consortium has plans for centers in South Africa, Kenya, and Liberia. And Greater Europe Mission continues to expand their Russian outreach. This month, the local training centers and regional training centers meet across Russia as part of the Women's Ministry's national training. More than 400 women are involved in the GEM studies. Teams are hoping Russian pastors will understand the value of women trained to minister to other women, pray for the women who have difficult lives as they try to balance the demands of family life and ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, please pray for us, Praying for the Persecuted Church in 52 Nations from Open Doors. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request them on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.